Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Welcome back to I'm Live. My name's Charlotte Toy, and this is the part of the program that we check in what's happening in the tech side of things. And I know you're sitting there and you're thinking like, man, can we ever just stop talking about AI? But I want you to know what's happening now. Right, so AI, OpenAI, which is the company that owns ChatGPT, now has something similar to what Google has with Pixel, and that is the fact that you can now take photos and OpenAI can actually analyze what's happening around you and tell you what it is that you are looking at. Creepy, cool, perhaps. Creepy or cool, perhaps you should decide. I don't know about you. I'm using OpenAI a lot. I use ChatGPT a lot. So it can code. ChatGPT can do coding. It can be your voice assistant. It can add stuff to your calendar. It's just off the hook. So it is seriously cool. Second thing that's also cool is Xbox, which is Microsoft's gaming console, is venturing into cloud gaming. So what you need is you need a Bluetooth controller, you need fast internet, and then apparently you can get a subscription and you can cloud game. In other words, you don't need a console. You just need a smart TV, and then the smart TV will be able, if it's got fast enough internet connected to the Xbox cloud, you will be able to game. That might be very cool, right? Because gaming consoles are cool but expensive, so you need to obviously check the calculations, if this thing is going to cost you more or less, or if it's going to be something just totally different. Might be cool, might be weird, check it out. Then the next thing that's quite interesting is Apple has launched Vision Pro, right? That was their goggles. I'm at a loss for words to explain it. It made you look like those goggles that they give you, that you've seen in the movies when the people in business class are trying to sleep and they're flying like a red-eye flight. It makes you look like that, but it's like massive. And apparently, to keep it even more creepier, you could see the people using its eyes. It was just a strange thing. But they've updated that. It looks totally different now, and it's lighter. And it can even perhaps be less expensive than what they were when they initially launched. So the Vision Pro 2 will be lighter and less expensive. How much less expensive? I can't tell you that. Because remember one thing, Apple is loads of things, but cheap. But they are not. Apple products are very, very, very expensive. Then, the last thing that I want to mention this evening is something weird, but it's, I don't know why they're doing it, but they are rolling it out now. Instagram is rolling out something called a friend map. So you would be able to determine where your friends are when they're on Instagram. I don't know why you need that, to be totally honest. To me, it seems like it gives off serious stalker vibes. I don't know. It's following somebody that, you can turn, apparently you'll be able to turn it off. You can have ghost mode. I think they call it ghost mode. So you can have ghost mode so nobody will check where you are. It's just strange. It's very strange. I don't know why, but I just find it strange. I remember Snapchat at Snap Map, if I'm not mistaken, that enabled you to chat to people in your immediate vicinity. Serious stalker vibes. I know this for a fact that predators used that to gain access to children and to homes, right? Bad idea. But here comes Meta saying, we've got a plan, as if nobody's tried that before. So that's happening in the tech side of things. Keep us updated. If you have any of these things, or if you notice that we don't mention the stuff that's happening in tech, or you want a different take on tech, please let us know. Drop us a WhatsApp. We would like to communicate with you. And we would like to know, are we actually in the loop with what's happening in the tech side of things?
Tune in to God's Grace. RadioPulpit.co.za.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe, maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.